Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a winter weather advisory for today, as we'll have snow showers in the lower 30s. We'll see daytime snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches. Tonight, we'll continue with snow likely early, then partly cloudy overnight in the mid-20s, new snow accumulation of less than a half inch. For tomorrow, isolated snow showers early, then gradually clearing skies. We'll see highs lower 30s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, mid-teens, and Saturday, mostly sunny skies. Right now, it's 28.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Authorities have arrested a Southwest Kansas man in connection to the alleged murder of his 2-year-old son. The KBI said that 34-year-old Mikhail Leahy Sr. was booked into the Stevens County Jail for first-degree murder. Deputies responded around 4 o'clock Tuesday afternoon to a call concerning the welfare of a child in a home in Moscow. Upon arrival, they found the body of Mikhail Leahy Jr. The 2-year-old's father was taken into custody on Tuesday night. One inmate injured after a riot reported at the Larned Correctional Facility Tuesday night. Several area law enforcement agencies responded, including the Kansas Highway Patrol. A spokesman for the Kansas Department of Corrections says there were a few separate fights that resulted in some broken windows and property damage. No staff were injured in the melee, and an investigation is ongoing into what caused the incident to break out. Kansas News on the Mid-America Network. I'm Rick Everett.
At Starseed, we're dedicated to providing our customers premium quality products and the sudden service they deserve. We've offered a diverse lineup of high-yielding seed for decades. We pride ourselves on flexibility, promptness, and superior products. Starseed is the one stop for all of your seed needs. Don't forget to ask about our custom blend packages. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, $2,000 full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
A 21-year-old Topeka woman who hit a pedestrian and dragged her under an SUV was sentenced to more than 14 years in prison. Alexis Nolte was sentenced yesterday for second-degree murder, aggravated assault, and failure to stop at an accident. Nolte struck 25-year-old Robin Kubler on the 3rd of April in Topeka. Kubler died at the scene. WIBW reported that Nolte received the highest sentences possible for each conviction. A witness says Nolte struck Kubler, took aim, and drove over her, and the witness at a preliminary hearing said Nolte's vehicle had ample room to go around Kubler. If you saw it, you know you saw it. It was a rather peculiar-looking aircraft that was in the skies over Wichita yesterday. The Aerospace Line Super Guppy landed in Wichita, picking up some restored historic Apollo 11 mission control consoles that will be taken back to the Johnson Space Center in Houston. The consoles had been restored by the Kansas Cosmosphere Spaceworks Division in Hutchinson. Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Authorities say a man died after falling into some equipment at a plant on the eastern edge of North Platte. Firefighters and medics were sent to Western Engineering Company around 1:50 yesterday afternoon. However, the 28-year-old man had already died. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office says the man became pinned at the asphalt plant. His name hasn't been released. Gage County officials have decided to appeal a judge's ruling last week that an insurance provider doesn't have to pay for the county's legal debt booked for the wrongful conviction of six people in a 1985 rape and murder. Beatrice radio station KWBE reports that county supervisors made the decision yesterday after meeting with attorneys. Last Thursday, a Lancaster County judge ruled that the county's liability policies purchased back in 1989 do not cover its mishandling of the so-called Beatrice 6 case. The county faces a $28.1 million federal judgment. Mid-America Network News.
Are you ready to maximize your uptime in the field and save 15% while doing it? This is Leroy the Tractor Man from Schmidt & Sons, offering big savings and special discounts until December 31st on all AGCO PM360 maintenance plans. Bring your equipment into Schmidt & Sons for an AGCO PM360 inspection, inspected by our factory-trained certified technicians, and you will receive peace of mind knowing your equipment will operate at peak performance, minimizing costly repairs, increasing uptime, and improving your trade-in value. Plus, repairs done in our service department entitle you to 1-year warranty on parts and 6-month warranty on labor. Right now, the deal is even sweeter because with your inspection, not only can you receive up to 15% off on AGCO parts, with approved credit, you can receive 0% interest and no payments for 180 days on repairs of $1,000 or more. Give us a call at either the Mount Hope or Winfield location to sign up for the AGCO PM360 maintenance inspection and get the peace of mind you need and deserve all season long. Or find us on the web at schmidink.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A series of recent town hall meetings in Gage County discussed county development and future plans. Engage Executive Director Walker Zukowski commented on the reason behind the town hall meetings.
The reason behind the whole program, which we were calling Growing Gage Communities, to help grow community facilities in every community in Gage County, creating a future workforce. We can build the facilities or the people want so that they either remain here or they decide to move their family home or take a job in Gage County in the future.
Zukowski, a guest on our public affairs program this weekend, outlined the next steps facing Gage County.
We will be hosting a resource provider meeting. It'll be at the library in Beatrice, Nebraska. We've invited several resource providers from all over the state. The point of that one will be all these different communities have ideas and things that they want to see accomplished over, you know, in the near term. At the resource provider meeting, that's a chance to learn about what do some of these different organizations offer in terms of grants or facilitation or planning or whatever it would be. So on November 8th, Beatrice Community Library will be a chance for anyone to come and learn from a lot of different resource providers and see how they can take their idea and mash it up with an existing program so that they can get time or the resources or the financial to make one of these ideas come to life.
Walker Zukowski, Engage Executive Director, a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend. Today is Election Day. Polling closes in Kansas at 7. Joyce R. Jenkins, age 70 of Wymore, passed away November 1st. Mass of Christian burial Saturday, 11 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Wymore. Interment in the Calvary Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends from 6 until Rosary at 7. Laughlin of a funeral home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Joyce Jenkins. Willie E. Armstrong, age 94 of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Family will receive friends Thursday evening, 5 until 8, with visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Again, Thursday evening, family receives friends 5 until 8 p.m., visitation Friday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Willie Armstrong. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, goulash, garlic bread, mixed salad, and banana cake. Tomorrow, sausage, French toast casserole, asparagus, and fresh fruit. Check out the school and community calendar. Marysville Juniors and Area High School Juniors participate in a career fair at Centralia today. Junior High Girls Basketball for Marysville at Concordia this afternoon. KNDY News, time 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Soup's on at St. Gregory's Thursday, November 8th. St. Gregory's Church Hall will host their annual soup dinner benefit with chili chicken noodle, vegetable beef soups, plus sandwiches and desserts. Meal delivery available. Call the Church Hall 562-2711. Soup Day at St. Gregory's in Marysville, Thursday, November 8th, 11 to 7.
Thursday through Saturday, it's a holiday open house at Elsie Grace's Gift Shop and the Treasure Chest in Frankfort. Elsie Grace's gets you in the holiday mood with tastings including fresh fudge, plus all fall decor half price. Then stop at the Treasure Chest for Reese and Swags of Greenery. It's a holiday open house you won't want to miss at Elsie Grace's Gift Shop and the Treasure Chest in Frankfort from 9 to 8 on Thursday and 9 to 5 Friday and Saturday.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, looking at the surface map, we do have a system making its way across the central and parts of the upper parts of the Midwest, bringing some snow showers and rain and snow showers mix across the central parts of the plains. Some areas are going to see some snow accumulation as we head through the day. We'll continue to see wintry precipitation as we head into tonight, continuing into early tomorrow, but otherwise, as we head into the weekend, we'll see some dry weather, but we're still going to see these cool temperatures. So looking at the forecast for today, we have a winter weather advisory, as we'll have snow showers likely, lower 30s. We'll see daytime snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches. Tonight, we'll continue with snow likely early, then partly cloudy skies, mid-20s. New snow accumulation of less than a half inch. For tomorrow, just some isolated snow showers early, otherwise sunny skies in the afternoon, windy in the lower 30s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the mid-teens. For Saturday, we'll have sunny skies, highs in the upper 30s, and Saturday night, partly cloudy skies. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early November, 60, the average low 37. Sunset this evening at 5:14, sunrise the morning, 6:58. 28 degrees under a cloudy overcast this morning in Marysville. Approaching area of snow flurries, fairly light yet to our west. Now moving across Highway 81 through Republican Cloud counties, further north moving into Jefferson County. Now, that activity will track across our listening area. Possible accumulation, I don't know, out of this early round of snow indicated by radar, probably not much in the way of accumulation. It is a winter mix as you head further south, well south of I-70. Down in the Wichita-Hutchinson area, you're going to see a winter mix in that region. For the most part, cold enough along the northern tier of Kansas County, southern tier of Nebraska counties. We'll likely see light snow or flurries later today. No weather-related postponements or cancellations. Kept our eyes on that this morning. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 8th of November. KNDY News Time 717. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Get $600 off the latest smartphones when you switch to U.S. Cellular. No trade-in required. Why should your wallet take a beating? Stop bobbing and weaving your way through bad deals and feel like a champ with this great deal.
Prices vary. Requires total plan with unlimited plus data, new line porting, credit approval, device protection plus required. Qualified smartphone purchase on a 30-month 0% APR RIC and comes via a $20 monthly bill credit. Taxes, fees, and additional restrictions apply.
Stop in at 5 Star Cellular, our U.S. Cellular authorized agent store, 517 Broadway in Marysville, where you're treated like a neighbor, not just a number, and where service doesn't stop after the sale.
A record-setting night just wasn't enough. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Lakers survived a Timberwolves onslaught from beyond the arc, who hit a franchise record 20 three-pointers. LeBron James had an assist shy of a triple-double, but Kyle Kuzma had the hot hand.
Rebound Rondo. Lakers into the front court. He's got LeBron with him. Give it to Kuz. Three-pointer by Kuzma. It's good!
On ESPN 710 LA, Lakers won 114-110. Hassan Whiteside dominated the Spurs in Miami, finishing with 29 points, 20 boards, and a season-high 9 blocks.
Justice Winslow trying to get around Cunningham. Into Whiteside. Oh, and a vicious right-hand jam.
On WAXY, Miami beat San Antonio 95-88 for the first time since 2014. Kawhi Leonard finished with 25 points and 11 rebounds as the Raptors beat the Kings 114-105 and improved to an NBA best 11-1. This is ABC Sports. Former Cowboys receiver Dez Bryant is no longer looking for work. The three-time Pro Bowler inked a one-year deal with the New Orleans Saints. Quarterback Drew Brees is welcoming his new weapon with open arms.
He's going to be beneficial, you know, and so I look forward to getting to work with him. I look forward to building a rapport with him. Look forward to getting him involved in this offense and just become a complement to, you know, all the guys that we already have.
Bryant had been a free agent since being released in April. Anthony Davis lit up the Bulls for 32 points and 15 rebounds.
Brings it up, backs it up to Davis. A little delay action here for the Pels. Ian Clark cuts from the right sideline. Fake the handoff to him, fake the holiday, drive to the rim, and Davis dunks with two hands.
On WRNO, Pelicans won 107-98. The Thunder are winners of six straight, beating Cleveland 96-86. Head coach Billy Donovan, not satisfied.
It's always good to be able to win on the road, but I still think there's a lot of things we got to do better.
Sixers beat the Pacers 194. Jazz tuned up the Mavs 117-102. This is Rich Cantu.
Friday night football action, sectional playoffs, Marysville hosting Galena. 5 o'clock kickoff live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Hanover home to St. Paul. kickoff at 6, live on FM 95.5. Axtell host Waverly kickoff at 7. We'll join that game at 7 or in progress following Hanover football on FM 95.5. All our games streaming live on our website and our mobile app as well. Live Friday.
Thursday through Saturday is the Holiday Open House at Elsie Grace's Gift Shop and the Treasure Chest in Frankfort. Elsie Grace's gets you in the holiday mood with tastings including fresh fudge, plus all fall decor half price. Then stop at the Treasure Chest for recent swags of greenery. It's the Holiday Open House you won't want to miss at Elsie Grace's Gift Shop and the Treasure Chest in Frankfort from 9 to 8 on Thursday and 9 to 5 Friday and Saturday.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Purdue University CME Group Ag Economic Barometer took a big jump in October. The October index came in at 136. That's 22 points higher than September and sits at a number close to the level it had in 2017. The driving force behind the jump of the index level was improved the way the producers see both current and future conditions. Month-to-month readings continue to shift by large margins as producers continue to be buffeted by a number of factors like commodity prices and news about trade negotiations and disputes. The study authors say although producers are more optimistic about the current conditions, it's the relative positive outlook on the future that drove the jump in optimism. This month's 146 is back to the level it was in the spring just before the trade war with China got going. News of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement spurred mixed reaction from producers as far as their expectations for farm income in 2019. Well, more than 60% of producers say the agreement somewhat relieved concerns about farm income next year, but 25% of the producers surveyed said the agreement didn't help relieve any of their concerns at all. Well, the RCAF crusade against state beef councils, funded by activists, expanding. National Cattlemen's Beef Association calls the tax a disappointment to countless beef producers and NCBA members across the country. NCBA says the allegations are without merit and continue to divide the nation's producers. The attacks also keep beef councils from working on building demand for American beef products. Kendall Frazier is CEO of the NCBA. He says regular audits of the beef checkoff and NCBA have found both to be compliant with laws governing the checkoff. The USDA Office of Inspector General has done two audits, he said, both of which have come back clean. RCAF has become nothing more than a front group for activists seeking to divide the industry, he said. The goal is to drive down beef demand and push producers out of business. NCBA says accusations of money invested in the Federation of State Beef Council being misused are just false. NCBA has demonstrated over and over, they say, the RCAF attacks are being used to help groups like the Humane Society of the U.S. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Tough day in our futures markets on Wednesday. Just couldn't seem to get anything going for corn, wheat, or soybeans, finishing lower in each area. We did see one bright spot in the livestock complex as we finished up the day, but most everything was lower there as well. Let's take a look at how things wrapped up. December corn down 1 at 372 and a quarter. March down 1.5 at 383 and 3 quarters. December Kansas City wheat down 5 and 3 quarters at 502 and a quarter. March down 7.5 at 523 and 3 quarters. November soybeans down 4 and a quarter at 867 and 3 quarters. January beans down 4 and 3 quarters at 879 and a half. Soybean meal and soybean oil, the products were mixed. Meal being a bit lower, soy oil held on to some gains. December soybean meal down at 340 at 308. January down 310 at 309.70. December soy oil up 30 points at 28.20. January soybean oil was 29 points higher at 28.40. So all was not lost in the soy complex, but kind of a tough day for the beans themselves, along with corn and Kansas City wheat. Cattle struggled all through the day. We finally pulled out a bit of a rally just before the close on December live cattle, up 67 at 116.10, but everything else was lower. February down 80 at 119.60. Feeder cattle were down all the way across. November feeders down a nickel at 149.92. January down 77 at 145.82. So a tough go for cattle all the way across. Hogs bounced around some, but finished, well, we'll call it mostly higher, although they were mixed. December hogs up 142 at 55.52. February hogs down 17 at 61.22, but all the later months were in the green. So we'll call it mostly higher for hogs as we wrapped up the day on Wednesday. Corn, wheat, soybeans had some struggles on the day. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time for the Wichita Farm and Ranch Show, November 8th, 9th, and 10th at the Kansas Star Event Center just off of I-35 in Mulvane. Thursday and Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 9 to 4. See the latest in ag technology. Free admission, free parking, and register to win a Louisiana LG 1100 wood pellet grill from Wichita Tractor.
Woo-hoo!
Tractors, sprayers, livestock equipment, ATVs, and UTVs. If you use it on the farm, you'll see it at the Wichita Farm and Ranch Show. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, November 8th, 9th, and 10th at the Kansas Star Event Center in Mulvane. Visit TradeExpos.com for more information.
For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. Agriculture, of course. Finding good help on the dairy farm is one thing. Keeping that good help is another. There's a program called Puentes Bridges that is helping dairy farmers not only keep their employees happy, but their families too. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
It's estimated that 51% of all dairy workers in the United States are immigrants, and many of those are undocumented, making trips back and forth across the border to go home dangerous, especially in the current politics-fueled anti-immigration environment. Well, back in the late 1990s, Sean Duvall, a school teacher in Alma, Wisconsin, was approached by the local University of Wisconsin Extension agent who said there are a lot of farmers in the area who are hiring Mexican employees. Do you want to teach these dairy farmers some Spanish? That's where the nonprofit called Puentes Bridges began. Reporter Madeline Heim wrote a profile of Puentes Bridges and its founder, Sean Duvall, for the Huffington Post and the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism.
Initially, she wanted to kind of give them Spanish classes so that they would be able to speak to their workers that spoke Spanish. And then it kind of grew into this program where she would take a group of farmers down to Mexico. And initially it was a week-long program where they would have, you know, a few days of very intensive language classes. And then they also went and met the families of their employees. But after they did it the first time, she realized that that family meeting was a lot more important to all of the parties involved than, you know, just simply the language classes. So the classes kind of got phased out. There are 60 to 70 farms in western Wisconsin and southeastern Minnesota that send farmers to Mexico, and about 10 of them go at a time, and they all pay their own way. It's about $2,000, and they essentially just go down to Mexico. Usually it's Veracruz, because that's where a lot of the employees are from, and they go and meet the families of the people who are working for them, you know, some of whom have been working for them for many, many years. One great quote that I really like is when one of the farmers went down to Mexico and met the families, the mother of his employees said, you know, I entrust my sons to you, which I think really kind of shows the whole meaning of this organization, and it's to just kind of connect people who may have not been connected otherwise.
If you think that this is somehow skirting U.S. immigration policy or is unpatriotic, we'll hear what the farmers say about that tomorrow. Back after this.
With the fall season comes lots of changes. Football, tailgate parties, and apple cider. It also means farmers will be busy harvesting crops and sowing wheat, so farm equipment will be a common occurrence on our highways and country roads. Farm equipment may be wider than one lane or even wider than the road and traveling at slower speeds, so please be patient and pass with care as they try to move their equipment safely from one field to the next. Here at Alliance Insurance, we wish everyone a safe and enjoyable fall season.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 28 degrees in Marysville this morning. May not warm much past the freezing mark today. Middle 30s on the high side. And a chance for snow flurries. In fact, some winter weather watches out. Depending on the accumulation, it could be up to 1 to 3 inches. Northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska. appears to be a broken line of activity extending out of south-central southeast Nebraska into north-central Kansas this morning. That's just starting to edge into Washington County and our listening area, Clay County further south, and it will likely continue to track across our listening area with light snow and flurries along the way today. Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Early consignment listings, 2 black cow-calf pairs, 5 bred cows running age, 23 red Angus steers and heifers weighing 4 to 7, 10 black steers, 5 to 6, 59 black steers and heifers, 5 to 6, 25 crossbred steers and heifers, 5 to 6, 65 Angus, Hereford steers and heifers, weighing 5 to 7, 27 Angus Gelby cross steers and heifers, 5 to 7, 28 crossbred steers and heifers, 5 and a quarter to 650, 45 black steers and heifers, 575 to 7, 9 black Angus steers and heifers, 6 to 6 and a half, 35 black steers and heifers, 6 to 7, and 12 black steers and heifers, weighing 6 to 7. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Thursday. Police arrested Kansas State defensive back Duke Shelley yesterday morning for failure to appear in court. The Manhattan Mercury reports that Shelley was arrested around 11 o'clock yesterday morning. The Manhattan Municipal Court ordered the warrant after Shelley failed to show proof of liability insurance, an expired tag, and owning a vehicle that isn't registered. Shelley's a senior at K-State, but because of a right leg injury, hasn't played in the two previous games. He's the third K-State player arrested since the beginning of the season. Wilson Sporting Goods announced last night that Kansas City Royals outfielder Alex Gordon has been named a Defensive Player of the Year in left field. The Wilson Defensive Player of the Year awards recognize the top defensive player at each position in the major leagues. This is the third time Gordon has been recognized by Wilson as the top left fielder in the majors, with accolades also in 2017 and 2014. Mid-American Network Sports.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, America is the largest full-service truck center between Wichita and Salina in central Kansas. Truckers in the know already know, and ag people from miles around know they can turn to MJ's Truck Repair for repair and parts for their tractors, combines, and hay equipment. You construction types, listen up. Skid steers, backhoes, forklifts, bulldozers, and payloaders, MJ's of Mound Ridge is also your construction equipment parts and repair headquarters. Find MJ's on the web at mjstruckrepair.com.
Michigan has moved into the fourth spot of the college football playoff rankings behind Alabama, Clemson, and Notre Dame. Georgia is next at 5, followed by Oklahoma. The playoff picture cleared up after a weekend where several contenders asserted themselves. The Crimson Tide easily dispatched LSU from the top 4, beating the Tigers 29-0, but LSU only dropped to number 7 after its second loss ahead of Washington State, West Virginia, and Ohio State, all with only one loss. The top 4 teams in the final rankings December 2nd will play in the national semifinals. The Atlanta Falcons have signed defensive end Bruce Irvin to a 1-year deal, reuniting the veteran with coach Dan Quinn. Irvin was cut by the Oakland Raiders on Saturday and became a free agent after clearing waivers Monday with $3.8 million remaining on his contract. The signing announced yesterday by the Falcons, terms of the deal not disclosed. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday Night Football action, sectional playoffs, Marysville hosting Galena. 5 o'clock kickoff live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Hanover home to St. Paul. Kickoff at 6, live on FM 95.5. Axtell host Waverly, kickoff at 7. We'll join that game at 7 or in progress following Hanover football on FM 95.5. All our games streaming live on our website and our mobile app as well. Live Friday.
Old-time units of measurement are a fascinating, if confusing, study. We are talking pottles and pecks, Durkins and Kilderkins today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, November 8th. It is the 312th day of the year. If you do any historical reading, you may notice the dizzying number of units of measurement folks once had to deal with. One common standard was the bushel, but a bushel amount could vary from 24 pounds of beets to 60 pounds of apples. A fourth of a bushel was a peck, which was also a measure of liquid volume, about 2 gallons. One other obsolete unit includes a pottle, about 2 quarts, a gill, about a teacup, and a hogshead, the equivalent of 63 gallons. And here's one old-time measurement that's making a comeback thanks to crafty brewing hobbyists, the firkin. A firkin is about a quarter of a barrel, or half a kilderkin, of course. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
KNDY.